Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. We should all be livid. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 7th of March 2023. So folks, the virtue-signalling Top of the Poppers are going to put on a concert in support of Ukraine, their so-called Lvivade, The charity gig is going to be held on 24th of June, but I think they'd better hurry up and get it organised, because the last time I saw the Rolling Stones in concert, it looked like a breakout from an old folks' home, and when Paul McCartney was last interviewed, he was struggling a bit from a combination of a long-standing marijuana habit and old age. The usual suspect, that foul creature who goes by the name of Bono, is behind all of this, of course. There is not there's no issue so mainstream or seemingly virtuous that he will not jump, in this case literally, on the bandwagon and use it as a platform to magnify his own virtue. Others lined up are The Killers, which seems like a strange band to let on stage at a concert about a war, Pink, no idea who she is, and even Noel Gallagher is going to roll with it. Note that this is not a Stop the War concert. It's about further aid to Ukraine, and to show how addled these folks are with their own delusions, the Bono creature said, an event of this size can put real political pressure on the Russians too. I can imagine President Putin cowering behind his desk as the first chords of Sunday Bloody Sunday are played by The Edge. Why should anyone give up their hard-earned cash to be given to Ukraine? Our government is already giving them $2.3 billion of it. And at a time when the country is experiencing extortionate price rises in energy and food, we must spend millions housing people who arrive illegally in boats, and there's a genuine poverty amongst our own people. The USA has already sent Ukraine $75 billion. The perfidious EU has sent €18 billion. So what do they need our money for? As we have said repeatedly in these pages, every pound of aid and every weapon sent to Ukraine merely prolongs the war and costs more Ukrainian lives. Meantime, another group of people is being ignored in this country, the COVID vaccine injured and the vaccine bereaved. Those who've been compensated have received a paltry £120,000, and it's not possible to find out, at least on Google, how much the UK government has paid in total. That, of course, might alert the public to the scale of the problem caused by the 95% effective, 100% safe COVID vaccines. Instead of prancing about at Wembley at their Lviv Aid concert, the Bono and his bunch of has-been rockers should be organising a concert in aid of vaccine-injured under the banner Never Again and Not in Our Name. Somehow I can't envisage that, and I'm sure that Wembley Stadium Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of that upstanding body, the Football Association, would rather burn Wembley down than loan it to any organisation questioning the safety of the COVID vaccines. Burn it down?
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.